Thank you. have a eyesight, a nausea, grip, and all. I tell you, Mr. Conductor, it confuses me. Don't be so noisy.
If you don't come this summertime, she's going to have to fly up to see you. Now, what we'll do is we will send you the tickets and you'll fly down. Come down here, boy, and I'll show you the sights. And I hope in the summertime that you'll be able to drive the folks down here, which will be a wonderful thing. And, that's about it. I'd like to sign off, and I'd like to give you that famous Florida slogan, keep Florida green, bring money. Who hit Nelly in the belly with a jelly? Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear.
Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
Well, okay, folks. Good night. I have to go to sleep now because I have to be up at 6 o'clock to open up.
Aww,
good night.
Poor thing. Yeah, real poor thing.
Yeah. Dog, scratch my back.
Get out of here. Give me back that comb.
No, I haven't got no comb.
No?
No, I got 6 combs. She doesn't know where they are,
see? You swiped one of mine the other day. Yesterday.
I did?
Yeah. Where's the little black comb?
I don't know.
So,
and Doris, you give me lunches. Tell her about the lunches.
Wow, lunches. You give me a pain in the neck with the lunches.
Doris, you give me lunches while on the station. They're really nice.
Pain in the neck with the lunches.
You know, I'm getting sandwiches. I'm really keeping up.
Where are you keeping up?
I'm keeping up my stomach.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No. Okay.
You big slob. I go to sleep. Let me talk to my...
Well, talk so I can hear it. So I'll play over again.
Oh, you want to play it over again.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, Mom, I was wrong about Minnie and Morris. People are so peculiar.
They came over Saturday.
And they came over and they more or less were offended that I didn't come over to them. They didn't believe me that the kids were sick and we weren't feeling well. They actually didn't believe me. When I told them that, again, Minnie says, hey, you could have come over, you know, things like that. My mother-in-law and father-in-law were here too. And my mother-in-law got a hold of Minnie and she told them how sick we were. And I don't know if it sunk in or not, but gee whiz. I was wrong about her. She probably felt the way I do. I don't come up, so why should she come down? But I guess they don't realize.
She's very, very nice.
They're nice people, but I guess they don't.
You brought presents for the kids.
Yeah. I guess they just don't realize that it's much harder with children. And I don't know. Ted has some tonsils that he had an attack this past week and his glands popped up, but thank God he's fine now. And of course, like with Karen, if it's going to get to the point where he's going to have attacks every couple of weeks, I'll have them out, but this is the first one so far, and I hope that they won't come often enough to have them out. And that's just about all I can think of. Gee, I have so many things to say, and when you get on this darn tape recorder, you can't think of anything. You know that, Lou?
By the way, Larry, I'd like to wish you luck and happiness in your new plant, and I hope someday they'd be able to have a plant down here, plant up in New York, a plant someplace in Chicago.
You know what I did?
Plant in San Francisco.
I just wrote them a letter, and I said there. That I bet you feel luxurious or something like that in the amount of room you have now. Do you remember the amount of room that they had in that dungeon, Lou?
Yeah, this is Larry. Speaking about that first dungeon, I remember those good old days when I put it in the bag. Wasn't that a terrific time?
No, you remember when they first went to Marble Dale Row? They felt so luxurious in such a big amount of space. And a year later, they need more. I said, next year, I'm going to come up to New York, and I'll see that they rented the Empire State Building.
First day that I went over that factory, looked through the window, you know, what time. time flies.
What factory?
That the one he has now.
Wasn't that beautiful when we first saw it?
We looked inside. Said, gee, this is gigantic.
Yeah.
See?
I'm telling
now
you, next year they're going to buy or rent the Empire
luck,
State Building.
Happiness and all the luck in the world. They can fly down in your own private plane, you know.
Listen, when they get to that point, they're not going to know us.
They don't know us.
Will they?
Poor slob of a gasometer.
No, I'm a yardsmith, Lou. Lily's a gasometer. You big fat gasometer. Okay, good. Go
She's
to sleep.
Fat.
Yeah, between the ears.
All right, say goodbye so I can hear it now.
Oh, you want to hear it? Okay, I'm going to say goodbye because Lou wants to hear it. Good night, everybody, and please send me a tape down quickly.
Yeah,
and, Mom, on the tape, do me a favor, Mom. On the tape. Talk a little bit more. Tell me everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And
don't say you don't know what's going on. Tell us what's going on.
In fact, Mom, please learn how to use the tape recorder so that when Stanley's at work, you can sit down and put the tape on and send it out to me yourself. You can talk to me all you want and tell me everything that's going on, Mom. You don't need Stanley to do it because I know when you have to get Stanley to do it, you're not going to. He has no time for you. I know. And also, Mom, please, in the next tape that you send me, tell me you're going to come down. Please do,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, please tell us that's right.
That's the one thing I'm missing down here, my family. You know that. So I'm going to sign off now with love from everybody. Good night.